One of the things about NBC from the very beginning was the understanding that we had in being across the street from a state university of, I don't know, 7,000 students, wherever it was in and of itself a mission. The concept early on that we worked with was that missions was not just a subcategory of the church's responsibility, but it was really everything we did in terms of reaching out. I know that was really important for us to realize, you know, because people would say, well, how much do you give to missions? And we would look and say, well, it really everything we're doing is for missions because we're trying to reach the campus. And so we also realized early on that in order to be effective in reaching out beyond our local mission, which was the campus and the community around us, that we needed to have a strong base to reach out. Not an either or, but a both and, is that the mission of the church is to disciple the nations, including your local setting and your extended. So we kind of looked at it, start here, build strong, build with a few people that we know, and then sort of see it expand outward. In terms of fulfilling the Great Commission as a church, we need to be doing what I said earlier, all of the above, you know, both, you know, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth, as Jesus said in Acts 1. And so it's just, to me, it's part of the DNA of a church. And so for us at Noorsville, it was part of our DNA from the beginning. It just was what Scripture told us to do. Sometimes churches can become, where are we struggling to get the right, whether you call it balance or whatever, sometimes churches can be weighted in one area or the other. In other words, we could have just focused on the campus, which in itself is a huge mission field, and ignored the global, but we felt that both of those things were important, and at certain times you may be putting more emphasis on one or the other depending on where you're at as a church, but there always needs to be those two focuses of your local and your extended. So that's why I think it's important. We didn't really have a missions team per se or a missions committee in the beginning. A significant decision was made when we brought Pastor Paul on as an associate pastor, and Paul and Marie had been very involved and engaged and interested in missions, especially global missions.
In 1994, I think it was, I was elected to the Board of Elders. And then in 1997, Pastor Steve asked if I would come on the staff full time and become a missions pastor and develop a missions program. We first drew up a missions policy, and then we selected a missions team to help with implementing the program. And they were a great help. They came up with a lot of good ideas. And so the missions team was a great help. The committee was a great help to me. I'm not a very creative person, and they came up with lots of good ideas. You need to get involved in some way. That's God's mission for the church. And we all be involved some way, whether we go or whether we stay here and be involved. I would say pick a missionary that you're interested in, get involved with the missionary, get to know them, pray for them, invite them into your home when they're there, and become involved with their ministry. And then if you have an opportunity, take a trip, missions trip to a third world country, particularly that'll change your perspective on a lot of things. Well, I'd say I'd consider it something like being a coach in an athletic situation, recruiting people, getting people interested and involved in missions, teaching, instructing, encouraging, setting up opportunities for them to participate, seeing them get involved and seeing people go to the mission field and others being involved here at home. If the team wins, improves and goes onward, the coach is happy. And as our missions program expanded and grew, and that was a blessing to me to see that.
I need to begin by thanking all those who have worked so diligently throughout the years, who provided such a firm foundation for the missions program at NBC. One thing they had put in place from the early years is that if NBC took on a missionary, it would be for a significant amount of their support. That support would be even greater if there were those for whom NBC was their church home. I grew up in a church that seemed to have more missionaries than I could count, most of whom were receiving a minimal amount of support. NBC has limited the number of missionaries we support so that we can truly get to know them, pour into their ministries, and pour into their lives by spending some significant time with us when they are home from the field. We truly desire to be their ministry partners and not just a place they have to stop by when they are home. Another thing we have been doing more and more of is sending teams to the fields where our missionaries are ministering, allowing us greater insight in how to better support them in prayer, needed resources with encouragement, and just a greater overall understanding of how their ministry works. Our desire is to see NBC involved. So where do we go from here? A lot has been changing in the world of missions in recent years. Our focus has been almost exclusively on supporting those who are directly planting churches. This is certainly still a priority.